We need to talk about Mr. Skelly.
Okay.
I'm sure he was addressed at that a lot as Mr. Skelly. He made a fortune in the oil business.
Yes.
And he founded Skelly Oil Company, which was one of the strongest independent producers of oil and gas in the United mm-hmm. States. Interestingly enough, you can talk about this, he helped organize the International Petroleum Exposition.
Yes, he did.
And what was that about?
Well, I was just a young child, obviously, but he was he really wanted to do something for Tulsa, and to get the vendors to come in here and show their wares. He thought that would be important, be kind of a focal point of the oil industry, and that's one of the things he did to get that started. He also loved the airport. He was one of the founders and signed the stud horse note for the Tulsa airport.
He did, and
yes.
And but he continued to hold that position of the, we called it Expo Center, didn't we?
Yes, sir.
He held that position for the rest of his life. It was its peak at 1966
mm-hmm.
until 1979,
mm-hmm.
and it's because of him it was here mm-hmm. in our town.
Exactly.
So then the aviation industry, now he wasn't a pilot himself.
No, he was not.
And didn't he purchase an aircraft company?
Yeah, he did Spartan Aviation. That was his. He owned it at one time. And then he
purchased the Mid-Continent Aircraft Company, which had a manufacturing plant.
Yes.
And he reorganized it under Spartan Aircraft
yes.
Company. And then in 1928, he opened the Spartan School of Aeronautics.
True.
Which trained pilots and mechanics. And the school also sold Spartan aircraft. So then he sold the manufacturing plant to J. Paul Getty.
Correct.
And then Skelly retained ownership of the school. So
mm-hmm.
that's a quick there. But then tell us about, in 1927, you talked about the stud horse note. Tell us what that was about.
Well, they wanted to build, Bill Skelly wanted to build, and he had a lot of supporters in Tulsa, wanted to build an airport in Tulsa because there wasn't one. And they all had to get together and raise enough money to build the airport, but they had to sign the note personally to pay for it. And he was one of the people that did, and the rest is at the Tulsa International Airport.
Right today, right.
Exactly.
They put up $172,000, and they bought 390 acres of land,
mm-hmm.
and that's how that got started. And
yes.
then they named it the Tulsa Municipal Airport. And then, he put it under the supervision of the Tulsa Park Board at first.
And now, I'm sure he did, whatever.
Right. But then we move along. That's not the end of Bill Skelly.
No.
He bought radio station KVOO. Tell us about how he got into broadcasting.
Well, he had a friend of his that owned the station at the time, and he was not doing well. So he would come to my grandfather and ask that, would you loan me enough money to make payroll? He said, yes, he would. So he did. 2 weeks later, they came back and said, I'm still having a little trouble here. Could you mind helping making payroll? And he did it the second time. And the third time he came back and said, I'm still having a problem. He said, look, if I'm making payroll, I might as well own the station. that's how he ended up buying the station.
KVOO.
Yes.
Voice.
1170.
Yes, Voice of Oklahoma. But then there was another radio station, the University of Tulsa's radio station.
KWGS, which he bought to enhance the University of Tulsa.
KWGS, William Grove Skelly,
exactly.
Named in his honor.
Yes, sir.
Then he got into television as well, didn't he?
Yes. They own the NBC affiliate channel, too.
And he, along with his friend, Senator Robert Kerr,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Skelly was a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Kerr, a Democrat,
yes,
and the two of them founded Channel 2,
mm-hmm.
what we know today as
yes.
KJRH.
Mm-hmm.
And then I should point out that Senator Kerr was a founder of KRMG,
mm-hmm.
Kerr McGee,
mm-hmm.
he along with Dean McGee.
Mm-hmm.
So Senator Kerr, that became his radio station.
Mm-hmm.
These others, he was in partnership with mm-hmm. Mr. Mm-hmm. Skelly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Skelly name is embedded in our town.
I think so, with the Skelly Bypass and the Skelly Junior High and the
right,
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And the Skelly Mansion at
yes,
21st and Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And so for people who just mm-hmm. didn't know what Skelly was,
mm-hmm.
I just want them to know mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. this came from this very mm-hmm. powerful man.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, there's even a name in Texas, Skellytown, Texas,
yes.
named for
yes.
him.
Yes. Matter of fact, when I was a growing up, we would move from our house to the Skelly Mansion right before Christmas for 2 or 3 days, and then they would have Santa Claus show up, and all of us grandkids were there, and we thought it was great. We go downstairs and have a big tree, and my grandfather and grandmother were there, and this is really a very much a family deal.
Oh yes, so you have great memories when you drive by that house. Mm-hmm. You said move to Skelly.
No, yeah, we would actually leave our house and move to the Skelly Mansion. We had a bedroom for us. And they had my mother, dad had a place, and we just lived in the mansion for about a week.
And it was still owned by
Bill Skelly. Yes.
Do you have any remembrance of him at all?
Not very much, because very young.
Well, I think I figured you were probably 9 years old, mm-hmm, when he died. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a nice memory of the Skelly Mansion. So everybody should know now where the Skelly name comes from.
Mm-hmm.